Welcome back to the Steve Gruber Show. Good to have you here for the conversation. You can always find out more at stevegruber.com. My next guest is a best-selling author, More Guns, Less Crime, one of the books that put him on the map, that's for sure. The War on Guns and several others have made him a lightning rod. People that are pro-gun love him. People that are anti-gun try to disparage him, but he's always honest, and he joins us weekly. Dr. John Lott from the Crime Prevention Research Center. Doctor, always good to have you.
Great to talk to you. Thanks for having me on.
So while I was away looking at colleges in America with one of my children, Joe Biden came out.
Aren't you a little old to be going to college?
Well, you know, it's never too late to better yourself.
Right.
You know, you got to work hard, you know.
Right,
I was actually on a college tour with my daughter, and while I was doing that, Joe Biden held an event. They called it a town hall, but I saw some clips from it, Doctor. It was awful and gut-wrenching and not really a town hall. And Don Lemon handled himself like a defensive player protecting Joe Biden against any real questions. But it did come up that he thinks that semi-automatic handguns is what we ought to be targeting when it comes to gun control. What do you make of what he said?
Well, 85% of handguns that are sold in the United States are semi-automatic handguns. And he promised that, quote, I'm going to continue push to the elimination of sale of those things. You know, he wants to go after any type of gun that can hold a magazine because, you know, who knows what the exact reason is. But he seems to ignore the fact that civilians benefit a lot from being able to go and have a semi-automatic gun for defense. I mean, if you have to fire the gun more than once, you may not have the luxury of time to manually reload the gun after you fire a shot, which is what the alternative is if it's not semi-automatic, if it doesn't reload itself after each pull of the trigger. The alternative is some type of manually loaded gun where you have to physically put another bullet in the chamber. And, you know, and the notion that somehow you're going to keep criminals from getting a hold of those types of guns isn't very serious.
But isn't that always been the target? I mean, let's be honest. AR-15s are the poster child for anti-gunners. You know, this is the gun that is so damaging. And yet, in America, if you look at the statistics, if I'm not mistaken, less than 400 people a year are killed with long rifles. And of those, a subset of those would be the modern sporting rifles, the Armalite rifles, the AR-15-style rifles. So it's a very small group of people. But when it comes to the 10,000 people murdered in America with guns, I think the large number of them come from handguns. And I've always wondered, why didn't they go after handguns first? I mean, it's always been their aim, hasn't it?
I think it's sure. Well, look, and this isn't the first time Biden's made these types of comments. During the campaign, the 2020 campaign, he was talking about, quote, we shouldn't allow people to have military style weapons, including pistols with 9mm bullets. You know, this is not something that's new here for him. And, I think people who want to be able to go and use guns for self-defense should be concerned.
You know, it's interesting because you and I have talked at length about the people that are getting new concealed carry permits in this country. Many are women, many are minorities. In fact, there's some of the biggest groups are Black Americans and women in this country. And they are the ones that carry semi-automatic handguns to defend themselves against bigger, aggressive potential attackers. So aren't you disarming the most vulnerable by going after these guns if you were successful?
Well, I think so. I mean, if my research convinces me of anything, it's that the people who are most likely victims of violent crime are the ones who benefit from having guns. If you've fire a shot and you miss, or you fire and you wound but don't incapacitate, or you face multiple attackers, you're going to be able to want to have a gun that you can reloads itself quickly. And there's like no discussion in this or pretty much any of Biden's comments about gun control that talks about anything about the trade-offs that are involved with these types of regulations that he has.
Yeah, and you know, and here's the thing. You also have looked at studies here recently that we were talking about before we went on the air here today. 92% of violent crimes don't even involve guns at all in America.
Right.
Right? I mean, that's a study you just did, correct?
Right. I mean, it's publicly available data. It's well known. But Biden's focused virtually exclusively on gun control. Even if I thought the types of regulations that he was putting forward would actually be useful, and I believe they're actually going to be counterproductive in large part. You know, it ignores the fact that 92% of violent crime doesn't involve guns in any way. He needs to, you know, you look at his talks that he's given on violence. He's mentioned police a total of four times. One of those times involved police enforcing gun control. He hasn't mentioned once the huge number of inmates being released from jails and prisons across the country in any of those talks. He hasn't once mentioned the prosecutors in major cities from Philadelphia to Chicago to St. Louis and Los Angeles and San Francisco and Portland and Seattle who are refusing to prosecute many violent criminals. His emphasis has been on gun control. And as we've talked about, you know, you make it costly for people to be able to go and get guns, which I believe is unfortunately has come to be the main point of these regulations that he wants to push. And you're going to disarm the very people that we were just talking about, the poor blacks who live in high-crime urban areas. They're the ones who aren't going to be able to afford guns if he has these types of regulations.
And yeah.
Washington, D.C., a background check on a private transfer of a gun costs $125. That may not stop you or I from being able to get a gun, but $125 might make a difference between whether or not somebody legally obtains a gun who is the type of person we were just talking about.
But don't you think that's been the drive? I mean, my position has never changed over the last 25 years. The Democrats want all civilian firearms. Pretty obvious. They want all civilian firearms to do the Democrats, and they're not going to stop until they find a way to get to them. They will continue to try to get to them over and over and over, and I don't think that changes. And I think maybe Joe Biden just got caught telling the truth of what the agenda really is.
Well, he's done it a couple times. The other time that he did it was in a private fundraising meeting that he had with a lot of very wealthy individuals in Seattle. But look, I've come to agree with you over time. I haven't wanted to. But when I've proposed fixes that they could make to the background check system, which would make it very easy, I believe, for them to pass the universal background checks, they refuse to make very reasonable changes. So,
John, that's the whole point. They don't need to justify their actions. They're trying to save the country. Just ask them. They'll tell you. I got to leave it there, though, for today. There is no justification. Dr. John Lott from the Crime Prevention Research Center. Find out more at crimeresearch.org. Crimeresearch.org. You can find great articles, links to John's books and everything else. Dr. John Lott, always appreciated, sir.
Thanks for having me on.
And you're listening to the Steve Gerber Show.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. Patriotfoods.com.
You see it in the headlines every day. The price of everything is going up, and nothing's going up faster than the cost of energy. What if your heating and cooling bill doubled or tripled? What would that mean to you and your family? For most people, it would be devastating. It's time you learned about WellConnect. With WellConnect, you might be able to cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. And if you already have a well in the yard, you already have the key piece of equipment for a 100% renewable energy source. That's right, your well can be the heart of a WellConnect hybrid geothermal system. WellConnect is a Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year alone, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by a million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Why gamble on the price of energy? Get connected to WellConnect. Right now, you can still qualify for a 26% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
Michigan has been through some tough times. We've seen businesses close, unemployment soar, and the economy take a heavy hit. But through these struggles, we've been given the opportunity to rethink, retool, and reimagine. It's through strength and determination, drive and focus, that we will be back, and we will bring Michigan back. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.